that you, Talmadge? Those girls just robbed you. He righted his cap. A slack-mouthed boy stood gaping at him. I saw them do it, said the boy. I watched them do it. You give me a nickel, I'll run them down and get your apples back for you. The girls had gotten farther than Talmadge would have expected. They made a grunting sound between them in their effort at speed. Apples dropped from their swooped-up dresses, and they crouched or bent awkwardly to retrieve them. The awkwardness was due, he saw, to their grotesquely swollen bellies. He had not realized before that they were pregnant. The nearer one, smaller, pouting, her hair a great hive around her face, looked over her shoulder and cried out, let go of the hem of her dress, lurched forward through the heavy thud of apples. The other girl swung her head around. She was taller, had black eyes, the hard startle of a hawk, her hair in a thick braid over her shoulder. She grabbed the other girl's wrist and yanked her along, and they went down the empty road like that, panting, one crying at a hobbled trot. He stopped and watched them go. The boy at his side looked wildly back and forth between Talmadge and the ragged duo. I can get them! I can catch them, Talmadge! He said. Wildly back and forth. Talmadge! The boy repeated. Talmadge watched the girls retreat.